interested in is your work with masculinity and violence in these fighting scenes. So with fighting for recognition. So tell me a bit more about this photo series and how it came together.
Well, simply, I liked wrestling when I was a kid, so I wanted to make photographs about it. But yeah, I was like trying to figure out a series of work to do for my MFA's thesis, and I kind of just started going to boxing and MMA and primarily kind of indie wrestling in Northeast Georgia, and kind of yeah, just looking at kind of just I got ring access to all these things, and you know, was just thinking about it in a lot of ways, thinking about it as a performance, thinking about it as a theatrics, thinking about kind of the male gaze a lot, thinking about it and kind of like and kind of as a queer trope as well, like a lot of the images that I like are kind of like soft, like you know, like there's some, you know, like there's some show of kind of like masculinity, but like even if we go to like go down a little bit, like the one Hoss Michaels over here who's kind of like showing off his shorts, you know, like like there's kind of a softness to it. There's kind of like a queerness to it as well. And then and kind of like
It is
having
fellow
kind
there,
of the rainbow. Yeah, right. The yeah, it's just interesting. And I also was thinking about it as kind of like this is a safe space for men to basically. A lot of them that are cisgender heteronormative, right? But it's a safe space for them to kind of dress up and create a spectacle, a show, right? It's yeah. It felt like the first body of work that really kind of came together. And I spent the 3 years doing it, and it was, yeah, I don't know what else to say about it.
Gorgeous. How did the folks you were photographing like react to it? What was like their what were they like to work with?
So, boxer is much different than wrestlers. Wrestlers loved me being next to the ring. Because they would use me as like a part of the gag, right?
Oh, fun.
So like sometimes they would put them in a choke hold on the ropes, and then they would want like say they would motion me over, and they were like, "Get a mug shot of him," whatever while I'm doing, you know, whatever. And there was something about, I think the Flash too. That would direct the audience and like, oh, the flash is going off, then I need to focus on this thing that's happening. And it usually was something really mundane, right? Because I was trying to not always get the most climactic action shots. It was more kind of the back of the room or kind of like or like even these kind of like Renaissance poses. It's I don't know what else to say about it. It's I like the work, but it's done.
Right.
things. But I think there's a lot of subtle queer themes in here
Oh, for sure.
that I used in my thesis a lot. So
Definitely. Very cool.